Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There are some seasons in our lives where, if you're like me, you want to pull the covers over your head and say, stop, world. I just want to get off just for a little bit, not permanently, but for a little bit, because I can't handle what's happening. It's especially difficult for the Christian because we are prodded to keep going. We are prodded to keep hope strong. We are prodded to keep doing good. And sometimes that's awfully hard when all you see is evil around you. I love to watch the news just to see what's going on in the world. But I watch one newscast in particular because at the very end, they'll give you good news. They call it making a difference. And I long to see just some good news because the rest of it isn't. And if you look at all that long enough, you think evil is going to prevail. I had a situation in my last church where I was working with a man who kept having a crooked lawyer who was trying to take his home away. And I worked with him for years, and every time I thought we advanced some, something else would happen. And one time I was so impressed and happy because we happened to get this man disbarred. And that was a joy, and all things seemed to be working out. And then the judge put somebody else in charge that was just as crooked. And I remember sitting there and saying, stop, world. Where is justice? We work so hard, and yet it seems like other things happen, bad things happen. But that, I believe, is the work of the enemy to discourage the people of God. And so I look at Psalm 27. It's attributed to David, who knew something about evil. He knew something about setbacks. Here was a young man who was minding his own business, and the prophet proclaimed him king quickly, because there happened to be a king at the time who did not believe that this young man should be king. So he was hounded. Even after he became king, there were rebellions and foments, one of which was from his son. This is a man, when he says, the war rise against me, knew what he was talking about. And yet he speaks in this psalm about confidence. And he tells us how we can be confident. He said, one thing I've asked from God, that will I seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. What he was saying is, there's a mess around me, but I'm setting my sights higher. There's war around me, but I'm looking to the God of all the universe. That's where my perspective comes from, is God. Paul says it best in the New Testament when he says, our citizenship is in heaven. Now, he wasn't talking about that we're just looking to heaven and this life is terrible and we're going someplace better. When he says our citizenship is in heaven, he says that's where our identity is, that's where our clarion call is. Everything we are is from another perspective. Our citizenship is in heaven. I realized this every time I walked into my grandparents' home. They had left Italy in their early 20s. And they never went back. And by the time I came along, my grandparents were old, and they had lived in the United States for decades. But when you walked into their house, it was like walking into a piece of Italy. They had you smelled all that wonderful Italian food on the stove. They had a wine press, and Grandpa made his own wine. In the backyard was a garden, not like my father's garden, who was raised in the United States, but it was a European garden and had a grape arbor. Everything about that home spoke not of America, but of Italy. And it is the same principle with us. Everything about us speaks of another citizenship. A citizenship that begins in heaven, that begins at the throne of grace. Our citizenship is not here. We might live here, but we act on a different set of principles. And that set of principles says that good will triumph over evil. That principle says that when Jesus was nailed on the cross, that was not the last word from God. That principle tells us that there is hope in the midst of darkness. There was a woman that I've learned about. Her name was Dorothy Tilly. I don't know if any of you have ever heard the name Dorothy Tilly. She was a Southern woman raised at the turn of the last century. She was a very proper white Southern woman. She happened to realize that racism and segregation was a dreadful evil. And as someone living in Georgia, she wanted to do something about this evil. So she joined a group that was dealing with the elimination of lynching. She also worked for the desegregation of schools. Now you can imagine in the South, this is before the 1960s, the kind of reception she must have gotten. In the 50s, her congressman said she was not worthy of citizenship in Georgia. They also asked the Committee for Un-American Affairs to investigate her as a communist. The KKK hatched a plot to firebomb her home. And they thought that all these activities would stop her. But her citizenship was not in Georgia or in the US. Her citizenship was in heaven. And she said every time someone came against her, she would start to pray and ask God for the strength to go on in the face of all this evil. The worst thing came after her husband died and she was an older woman living alone. Obscene phone calls would happen at the very dead of night. And so what she would do is she had a record player. And every time an obscene phone call would come in, she'd say, "Excuse me one moment," and she'd put the receiver down and the record player would be playing the Lord's Prayer. She said it gave her such comfort and the calls stopped. She died in 1970. She was able to see the Voting Rights Act. She was able to see certain laws taken off the books. She was able to see God's kingdom coming. But she was not deterred through all that evil, and neither should we be. Our citizenship, our rallying cry, is from the God of all creation. That's the one we need to be listening to. And so when we hear it's hopeless, when we hear things are just not going our way, we remember, as Paul did, our rallying cry, we are citizens of heaven, and therefore we stand firm in the face of all negativity. We stand firm. God is still on his throne. God is still on our side. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, when we hear news like we have this week, when it seems like we are thrown off our feet because of sadness, we thank you that you are still on the throne, that we are still standing on solid rock. And in all our sorrow, And in all our defeat, we hold on to hope in you. We thank you for this promise in Jesus' name. Would you